hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy.
Ooh. Welcome, welcome, North State. You're listening to the Enjoy Hour for North State Now. And our producer picked the really sweet intro song. This is our jam, Enjoy, but this is the first time I've ever heard this version. We need to that needs to be our new one.
Oh, you like that?
I do.
Yeah, I love picking the music. That's my favorite part.
Good job. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And you are listening to North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And is it me or has it been a while?
Well, you weren't here last month.
Oh, okay.
We did it. Danny was my co-host last month.
That's right. Where was I? Oh, I was in Texas.
You were in Texas, yeah.
Y'all.
Yep.
So, so missed you.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking care of that while I was gone.
It was fun.
It still feels like a lot longer than even that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Maybe we didn't come I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Things have been crazy. Well, we probably didn't come in December because it was so
Yeah,
crazy.
That's true.
I think we didn't.
Anyway.
Yes.
Here's my happy new year to the North State, even though it's 2 months late. But, you know, we're already in the middle of February, looking down the beginning of March already. That's first quarter of 2024, almost gone.
I know.
It's frightening.
You know what's crazy is I'm working on the April issue.
Right?
Yeah.
Of Enjoy?
Yeah.
I'm holding the February issue, which is currently in my hand. And
yep.
This is one of my favorite covers, not because of who it is, but just it has a really great feeling. Her eyes are so blue. They match his jacket. And it's
kind of mysterious.
Cherish the Moments. And as many people know, that magazine has a kind of a tone or a theme that we put on the cover. And then if you look throughout the pages, obviously, it always kind of has some tie-in on some of the articles. So this one being, you know, a little romance, love, Valentine's, wedding, so there's a lot of that going on, and that's what it kind of covers here.
And these will be passed out at the Wedding Expo this weekend on Sunday.
Is mm-hmm. it Sunday?
Yep.
Yeah, so if you have any interest, the Reading, what is it called? The Reading Bridal Show mm-hmm. is happening at the Convention Center this Sunday. Come check us out. We'll have a little booth. We'll be handing out magazines. There'll be lots of contests that you can enter to win free wedding stuff if that's something that's in your near future. Love to see you there. So, you know, what's amazing to me, too, is that, you know, we're back when it comes to our calendar of events.
Yeah, and it's growing. It's still a little bit new still.
Again.
So, yeah, again.
It's amazing what COVID did to businesses
and
the world, right?
But for those of you who want to post an event, get their event posted in the magazine, you do need to post it on our website by the first of the month prior to the issue. So the next, for the April issue, you need to post your event by March 1st.
Yeah.
And those get copied and pasted into the magazine. So
the print version. So it's actually free advertising.
Yep.
You know.
And there are ways that you can bump up your ad and pay a little extra to have a smaller ad in the calendar area.
Is that what these are here?
These little ones here? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, let's just kind of look through here. The calendar really is nice. It's extensive, and it really covers a lot of the North State. It's not just always, you know, people just assume Reading, but we're in Northern California publication. So we cover, we have Anderson, Chico, Dunsmuir, Orville, Paradise, Reading, Red Bluff, Mount Shasta. What is there? There's Bernie, Cascade Theater, Chico Performance, Chico Theater Company, Arts and Theater, Axioms, Civic, Riverfront, Schrader Planetarium, Reading Library. I mean, it goes on and on. Theater on the Ridge, The Dip, Turtle Bay. I mean, so this is like a listing of things, and within each of those categories, there can be, you know, one up to, you know, 25 events going on under a certain headline. So, you know, I just know that there's really great things. There's Shops and Hops is going to be coming up. There's a Crab Feed for One Safe Place. What other things do we have on here? There's Anything Goes. The Cascade Theater has a huge list of things scheduled for the year that you can check out and, you know, get access to buy tickets. And then I think even tonight we actually have somebody coming from Riverfront Playhouse to talk about
what's coming up
as well.
Yeah, because we just ended our play that went on in February, February.
And how did that work out for you guys?
It was our first musical, and it was fun. It was good.
So, as of your first musical, how does it compare to traditional theater for you guys? Do you think it was well received?
Yeah, I think it did fine.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm always curious because not everybody likes.
And it was an interesting take on this. The play was very interesting because it was two different stories about a couple, and she started their relationship from the beginning of their relationship, and from the end of their relationship, and he started from the beginning. They met in the middle where they got married, and then then their marriage fell apart. So she was really angry at first, and he was really happy. And then they met in the middle where they were both, you know, just
in good space,
really great. And then
it changed.
Yeah, and then it totally changed. He was having an affair, and then it was just
that is a weird. What was it called? That's right.
The last 5 years.
Last 5 years.
Yeah.
Right.
So it was interesting. It was a movie, and actually, I have seen this play done. I don't know if you remember Wade Riggs when he had a theater.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same play. At the Arts Council.
Huh.
Yeah. I think it was at the Arts Council. Yeah. He did it at Leatherby's because it was a dinner and a show. It was pretty cool.
That's what I still keep waiting for. I want some kind of dinner and a movie, or dinner and not a movie, dinner and a show kind of theater, or like some kind of like vaudeville, you know, where you go and have drinks and pizza and sawdust on the floor, and it's audience participation event kind of a thing. I have fond memories. There was a place like that in Pismo where we used to go as a kid. I'd body surf, and then at night we'd go to the vaudeville and eat pizza in this real place, and then they'd have these incredible shows, and you were audience participation, and it was so much fun. So I'm always looking for that to come back. I'm not going to do it, but well, I want somebody to.
We are having, at Riverfront, we're having a pitch meeting on Sunday, so you're more than welcome to come and pitch something.
Right?
Yeah. We're a community theater, and we're looking for the community to give us some ideas for what they want to see next year.
And you're the acting president.
I am.
So, see, I'm not interested because, for me, I would want to kick you out and become I would have to be in charge. You know me. I'm like that, right? Anyway, so this is a really beautiful issue. It's got a lot of resources for somebody that's interested in putting together their wedding or an event. And actually, I'll give you a small hint. Our guests right after the first break are featured in this month's issue. And they have something to do with events.
They have a little something to do with weddings, too.
Yeah.
So
we'll get to go into that. But, you know, when I say there's things that are on here that there's a theme, there is. But there are also, you know, not everybody is going to be interested in weddings and things. But we always have articles within the publication that are not necessarily related to the theme in the
except
front.
For next month.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it? It's full?
It is. The next issue is about women, and every story is about an amazing woman in the North State.
Yeah, well that's fine, right? You can. Can do that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of amazing women here in the North State.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking here right now. I flipped over the page, and there's a gentleman here that Jason O'Dell, owner of O'Dell's Craft Barbecue, and he's doing the What I Enjoy, right? So, I mean.
Those are really fun to read. I love those.
I mean, obviously, they'd probably do catering and would do that for your wedding,
do.
But it's not really about that. This is more about the, you know. And I have to say, if you haven't eaten at O'Dell's, I'm literally obsessed with Friday brisket.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be somewhat early because they run out every time.
Yeah.
And I have a gift card that you got me for Christmas, and it's for brisket so that I can get it and bring it back. And two Fridays, I've gone to get it, and they're out.
They're out, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I went in there last Friday, and the line was so long, I said, forget it, I'm not going to get any. So I left.
Right. Yeah, so we have 1 minute before we take our first break. What else do we have going on in here? Oh, you guys in here multiple times. I see you here. There's an ad, and then there's an article, too. Boy, you guys are taking over. there's this whole feature area in here. It's talking about services, venues. Oh, this is really cool, the Shasta View Lodge. Wow, there's all kinds of things. So pick up your latest issue. You can get it at Enjoy the Store. I believe there's hundreds of little locations all throughout the North Strait that you can pick up magazines. And if you're interested, you can call and ask us. But the easiest way is just to go to enjoymagazine.com and look up where to find us. And it should give you a pretty accurate list of where the magazine is found throughout the North Strait. And you can pick it up. It's free. It's paid for by our incredible advertisers that support us. and support the community in North State. So with that said, thank you for listening. We're going to take our first break. Go ahead and grab something to drink or some chips or something and sit down in your chair, and we'll introduce you to our first guest when we get right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops that come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut part prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice, and your choice alone, where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Redding in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Redding for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Dolly?
This is Dolly. She just released this 2 weeks ago. I had to put it on here.
Oh, my God. I love Dolly.
Dolly's the best.
She's a hero.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And she's doing, what was this, Four Non-Blondes?
Absolutely, man. You know your stuff.
Oh, I love it. I'm a music freak. I love music. So yeah, keep them coming.
I think our next guests like music, too.
Do they?
A little bit, yeah.
So welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And you are listening to North State Now, the Enjoy Hour. Again, I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
Yeah, so the next guests we have, do you want to introduce them?
Sure.
Since I sit here and flap my gums all day.
We have a great story about this couple on page 28 of our February issue, and they are here to talk about their business, Jake and Jennifer Fontana from Easy Events.
And they actually have an ad in the wedding section on page 17. So
that's right.
Yeah.
So welcome.
And many of you
Thank
will
you.
You, many of us. You will know the Fontaine, Fontana. Sorry. Anyway, but if not both of you, especially Jake, nobody can get away from that voice.
Yep. We get around. We like to make the
that's
round.
That's a six-pack-a-day voice right there. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Well, I really liked your story because it starts out as it's kind of a love story, and this is February, Valentine's Day, so the month of love, and you guys work together, and tell us a little bit about your business.
Easy Events, it's been going on for what, 8 years? Not 8 years?
10 years now. I'll leave it to the woman to keep
So did you? Did you guys?
10 years.
Did
That's
you
the guys, marriage. That's yeah. the marriage yeah. business.
Did you create it together, or was? Did you already have something before you guys?
We created it together. Okay. I was on the radio, but Jen's a master organizer, so I had to fill in. Jose Ochoa, who I used to work with, passed away suddenly, unfortunately. So someone messaged me, asked about a wedding that he had planned to do. And if I could do it,
that's interesting.
I felt obligated, but I had no idea how to do it. And that's why it hasn't been 10 years, because we got married, and it was like a year after we got married, because Jen planned our wedding, so then I needed her assistance.
You DJ'd your own wedding?
No. Well, we had just done our wedding, and so when they reached out to Jake, he looked at me and said, you know, we could do this, but I got to have you there so we can, you know, so we can do this together. And we did that first wedding, and I went and helped the couple, obviously, because my background is in events, and so we did it and then just kind of fell in love with it. It was a really long day, and we left the wedding and looked at each other and thought, like, you know, this is awesome. We love this. We really want to do this together. Yeah. So it was a slow build because, you know, I still had a day job, but we've been working on it and slowly building our reputation and building what we do. And now we do it full time, and we really, really enjoy it.
That's so awesome. Tell us a little bit about the love story, like just real quick about how you guys met.
So we met at an event. I was actually
yes,
it all goes back to the partying and the events. I was helping to coordinate a fundraising event called Celebrity Waiter Night when I was working for United Way, and we had a bunch of celebrities being the waiters, and Jake was actually filling in for somebody.
Ted Shackles, my morning show guy, was supposed to do it, and I was the program director.
It's so funny to hear all these names again, because I grew up on all you guys, right?
Anybody
that's been here for any amount of time knows all these names, right?
Absolutely. So I had to fill in for him because he had agreed to it. I partied a lot the night before, so it was a little rough rolling in, but we got there.
So I was walking down and introducing myself, you know, because I was the coordinator,
to
all the celebrities and saying, hey, you know, this is what you're going to do. And there was a spark there, obviously, initially when we, you know, met each other. Mm-hmm. I was actually with somebody at the time, so we didn't really, you know, we nothing happened more than that. It was we met, and then
she had a ring on.
I had a ring on.
She was doing this.
I was engaged, but it wasn't. It was going downhill. So I left him, and we and Jake did not see each other or anything like that. And I was actually out on a date, you know, because I was getting ready to kind of like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to get back in the scene. And I was on a date with somebody, and they went up to introduce me to Jake. They said, oh, I know the MC and DJ at this event. I'll introduce you. And so,
Johnny.
All the old school, you know, bringing it back. And so, you know, we went up there, and he said, you know, I know exactly who you are. And he essentially stole me. Yeah. From my date that night, he got my number and bought us drinks, and we have been talking every single day since the night that he got my number. It was just, you know.
Well, you look like a lovely couple.
Yeah.
Yep, been going strong.
Yeah. So 10 years. Awesome. We'll be married 10 years this June, so we're really excited to. We renew our vows every 5 years. We love, obviously, because we love weddings, and you know, we want to get married all the time too, just like all these other couples.
My thing is it for the gifts?
Yeah, we register for a time. Now, I mean, you change so much as you grow, and so you know you're.
But you know what? That's kind of exciting about that. I mean, you hear about people doing that for long, you know, that after a long time they renew their vows and kind of fun and that things, but. It would kind of be, I never really thought, I was like, oh, that's kind of weird, whatever. But it would kind of be fun if you're totally planning it different. Like, you then get to experience what it's like to have different types of weddings.
Yeah.
Almost like, right?
Absolutely.
Like, our wedding was like this.
Yeah.
You know, and my wife and I often say, our wedding was fantastic. It was beautiful. It was elegant. It was everything that we wanted, right? But then, after the fact, here you are many years later, and you think, what if I had not spent all that money and I had just done a simple wedding, right? It wouldn't have changed my love, right?
Switch it up.
So, like, so then, you know, not that I'm going to spend it again, but, you know, you think, okay, well, you know, maybe we could have another wedding and just do it totally different and see what it would have been like.
We, 100% should. We advocate, just get married all the time. Not only is it good for our business, but it's good for you as a couple, I feel like, to recommit. You know, you change so much as a person, your relationship changes, and who you are for each other changes.
You guys need a tickle file, right? So everyone that you do a wedding for, you'll just say, you're in our registry, and after 5 years, we send you a note saying, it's time to remarry.
It's time to remarry.
Do it again.
I love that. You get the, you get a small remarry discount. If you
right?
reoccurring wedding.
I want to know what the most unusual wedding you were a DJ.
It was actually the first wedding
Probably
we did.
First one,
it was
yeah.
the very first one. It oh, was gosh. A combination Disney music and country music.
Oh my God.
And it was basically a Disney one though, because they just liked another type of music. Because I was like, okay.
You should have seen the look on Daisy's face when these people
I
said,
do not, I
"We
do
want
not,
all Disney."
I do not like watch Disney either. Like Jen is a Disney; she
I
knows
Disney.
All the songs. She grew up on Disney. I did not.
So you're at the wedding on the dance floor. Oh, chitty, 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 bang, bang.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that
they wanted
stuff.
Everything.
Oh, much. Everything. I mean, literally when Disney, when he kissed. Her.
Yep.
She wanted the clip.
That got it jumping.
Yeah. She wanted it to be the clip from Little Mermaid, Kiss the Girl, the song, Kiss the Girl. So after they kissed, like their first kiss, she wanted that
right
clip.
In the middle
right
of
in the
the
middle of
she
the
wanted it to
ceremony.
Like a clip.
Just
and I was
clip.
Like, that's not going to work. I was like, we're not doing that. I don't say no many times, but I definitely was
and
like, no, that's
their,
not going to work.
Their exit song was off of Mulan, She'll Make a Man Out of You.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there was, it was pretty crazy.
That's what's cool about weddings, because they're all different.
It was her.
Was that the Anderson River Park?
The Anderson River Park. Uh-huh. It was a dry wedding.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It was all the things that were
Disney.
Definitely different that we have not experienced since then was our first wedding.
Yeah. It was successful. I mean, everybody had fun, but it was definitely like, wow, okay.
Well, and that's the thing about weddings, right? The wedding, in my opinion, after going through the wedding is all about the bride and groom.
We try
and what
really
they
make
want,
it about
right?
Them.
It doesn't matter what guests think or want. You're there to support them, and if you're not, you shouldn't be there.
That's,
right?
That's our number one
that
rule. That's
what,
the golden rule
yep.
for sure with easy events.
Because they're under so much stress anyway, trying to please moms and dads and second moms and second dads and you know, it's just a shit. Oops, sorry.
Yeah.
It's just a show.
Yeah. It's a rough show. Yeah, no, that is our number one goal is to make it easy for them, one, so that they can really focus on what is most important, and that's marrying each other, and really be advocates to them to, you know, make it okay that they can do whatever they want. Because
right.
I think when they get married, it's kind of this, what is everybody else doing? What is traditional? How does everyone else do it? And we really come to them and help kind of pull from them. What do they envision? Mm-hmm. What's going to make them happy? Yeah. Not what is everybody else doing?
And I love this that it says here that you give them 250 questions.
Oh, there's, I don't give it to them. I actually try never to give it to them, but we walk them through it.
Uh-huh.
So we have a meeting where we walk through every single thing about every single dynamic.
So you're just using them as a
source
to pull from.
Yeah, every single dynamic of the wedding we sit and we go over so that way on the day of, my goal is to never ask the bride and groom any questions.
Yeah.
I just show up on the day of and execute everything that you've envisioned.
So we've been talking about the weddings real quick, but that it's not all you do, right?
Oh, no.
So, I mean, just real quick because we have just about 40 seconds left in this second. You guys are also doing entertainment way beyond.
Absolutely. Do fundraisers. We're doing a birthday party this weekend.
So you guys are for hire for just.
For everything.
Everything.
And we're heavily involved with Cool April Nights and the rodeo.
Yeah.
So we keep a pretty diversified year on what we do.
Well, and I really wanted to make sure that people heard that because everybody doesn't want to pigeonhole you to, to weddings.
Yeah, we'll be at the wedding show this Sunday also. Mm-hmm. I'm hosting the fashion show, and we're assisting on some prize giveaways.
My wife's head of Reading Fashion Alliance. So
okay.
She's doing the fashion show.
So, I'm hosting
that.
So I'll be doing the announcements, and then they're going to do some giveaways and stuff. We're going to help execute also, and then we'll have a booth there too. And
awesome.
Being involved
awesome.
With other things allows us to be involved in the community.
Absolutely.
And we just love this community.
Yeah.
So
real quick, what's the best way for somebody to reach you?
all the things, these events. So Google, we got a website. You can check out our Instagram, check out our Facebook.
Easy Events 530.
Yep.
Okay.
Easy Events 530.
Is that easy as an E-Z letter? No.
The word easy.
E-A-S-Y. That's like important, we make it easy for you and we easy going.
It's just like him, easy breezy cover girl.
Yes. That's right.
Well, thank you so much for letting us write about you, coming on the radio show. Much success to your business. You guys are awesome. Love you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So North State, we're going to take our next break and get our next guest in here. So sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/events. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Here, back, and shoot, I know this song very well, too, and I can't think of who the name was. I was going to be impressive through the whole entire episode.
You know what? This is a deep cut. It's the Stereo MCs. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not know either.
I know them, and they're part of my playlist, but they just couldn't come to my head right there. Thank you. No, another awesome song. You're batting almost 100 tonight.
Oh, man.
For me, anyway.
That's good. Hey, I like that.
All right.
I picked the right vibe.
Thank you, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and this is the North State Now Hour with Enjoy Magazine. Once again, I am James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we are Sisters in Crime and bringing you time and rhyme and all that great stuff here. So we have our next guest in the studio, and I'm going to turn that over to you, Rhonda.
Well, we have Aaron Haney Stewart here, who is directing the next play at Riverfront Playhouse, which opens March 8th with a preview on March 7th. And Aaron's going to tell us all about...
I love the name.
What's coming up?
Five Women Wearing the Same Dress.
Yes.
But does it have laundry and dry clean between, or
no.
is it just...
Well, probably.
Or is it just a dirty old hand-me-down?
No. Well, I think it's interesting because immediately when I saw the title, I knew they were bridesmaids.
Mm.
But I've been a bridesmaid far too many times, so that's probably why that came to mind. And
oh, so this is what it means. There are five women in line, or five of them all wearing the same dress.
All wearing the same dress.
I was thinking it was one dress that just five people shared. And I was thinking, that sounds horrible.
Now, this is a wedding set in 1993.
Speaking of weddings and love, I mean, here we are right now, right?
Perfect for the issue. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's in the era of ugly bridesmaid dresses, which I believe is always. That's the era. And we had a really great time, the five women and I and other people, figuring out the dresses and trying to get something that fits them and fits the period and the whole thing. And there's also one man in it, and he's a groomsman. So everybody in it is related somehow to the bride or the groom, who are never seen. And I think that's a really interesting piece in the show, because although they're never seen, the bride has a tremendous influence on all these women. And
so give me a little perspective, because, I mean, that sounds cool. I love things like that. I love how writers create that, whatever you would call that, tension or whatever in some manner, right? So how does that person that doesn't exist interject? Like, do they, like, on the phone?
No,
talk, or like, I mean,
not at all.
No?
She's an icon.
Huh.
And actually, none of them are very close to her
or
anymore. Or even like her. Including her little sister.
Oh, wow.
And all the action takes place in her younger sister's bedroom between the wedding and the reception.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first act. And the second act, they've been at the reception for a couple of hours.
Mm.
And they keep coming up to this room to get away from various people and various situations. They all have baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting baggage. I think it's pretty mature.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring an 8-year-old to it. I don't think they'd enjoy it or get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. And the five women, two of them were good friends of hers in high school and college. But she was the homecoming queen.
Mm.
She was the do girl, they call her. So, you know, she was everything, and everybody else was kind of in her shadow.
Mm.
And one of the other women who's there was...
Sounds like they still are.
Yeah.
Because for them to not really care for her, but show up as a maid maid of honor.
Well,
right?
It's interesting why one of them agrees to be in the wedding.
Mm.
The little sister didn't have a choice. And then there's also the groom's sister.
Mm.
And she doesn't really know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a much younger cousin of the bride.
Mm-hmm.
And she's they're all fun characters.
Mm-hmm.
That's Frances. She's extremely innocent. She just thinks the dress is beautiful, and it's all so wonderful and so romantic, and here's to love, and the others are in a wholly different place. A little more jaded.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's and many of the characters, I think, are very funny.
Well, and it's a storyline that is obviously been around forever. I mean, I think even in operas and Greek, you know, all that, there is that, this...
Right,
it's a storyline in some sense, right?
It's the marriage is the it's the marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the marriage of Figaro, but it's the marriage.
But and you can see how this would be a really interesting take on this.
It is, and Alan Ball did a great job. He really did, and it always amazes me the men who can write women so well, because this sounds just like women speak to each other. So be a little scared, but not too scared. I wanted to say one thing because I know I'll forget. This is being sponsored by the estate of Dixie Garrett, who was a longtime actress at Riverfront Playhouse. And I got to act with her, and I directed her. She's a tremendous actress. And her daughters decided to sponsor this show in her honor.
Huh. How cool.
And I'm hoping we get them to come over to see it.
Sure.
Yeah. But that was, that's
really
special.
Do they
live
in Humboldt County?
Yes. Oh, they both live over there. Yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
As far as I know.
Again, how long has Riverfront been? Because you obviously have been around for a little while.
She was like in the first play or second play.
I have a history connected because Dick Cornfield.
Of Dick, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in at the beginning, and then I took a 30-year break to get married, have a baby, be a widow, get married again. So that took some time.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm back.
Yeah, and she's also responsible for UPrep.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why. Yeah, I knew that. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I've been here before talking about that.
I knew that. I'm getting old, and I'm like a fish in a fishbowl, right? Like, if I turn the corner, I forget what happened, you know, when I just walked out of the room.
Like, what am I here looking for?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I was telling you, but today I've been just shattered. We actually had a meeting today at Cicada, right, with a bunch of people, and I lost my wallet. I thought somebody stole it. We spent hours looking through the video camera looking and stuff, and it was like it just disappeared. It was there, and then it wasn't. And what ended up happening is it had fallen, but it fell into a crack between the bar and the toe kick on the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so my whole day has just been like a stress. I've just, like, my whole life is inside that wallet. Right.
Right. And you can't think of anything
else.
And so
today she's like, you know, we have a radio show. And I'm like, oh, Rhonda, I'm fragile. So, yeah. So I'm here just kind of hanging on with two fingers on the edge. But,
well, you got it back. That's really the good news.
And it has settled the spirit. So, and thank you for that, for sure. So this kicks off in
March.
Okay.
In a few weeks.
So one thing is that what's really great with Riverfront is they've picked their pony, so to speak, for the year mostly. And so you can already come and buy tickets.
That's right.
So you can buy them online. We at the Enjoy Store are a great resource. And if you just can't bring yourself to do it yourself, you can obviously come in, do a little shopping, and buy some tickets, because we have the ability to generate those for you in the store physically, and we'll give you a receipt and copy of your tickets. And you could even come in the evenings and have a glass of wine and shop and buy tickets. I mean, it could be a whole thing, right?
It's a lot of fun there.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And with your guys' new location, it just, the whole experience is so much more delightful. I mean, I know there was a charm in the old building. You know, it was like a Cracker Jack box. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember the years and years and years being there, in and out, in and out. You've come a long way, baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the set building isn't in the parking lot anymore.
Yeah, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Roll up the door, wheel it in.
Right, right. Yep. Yeah. It's crazy.
So, I'm trying to think.
And to get tickets, you already said you can go online, riverfrontplayhouse.net,
mm-hmm.
and or walk into the Enjoy Store and mm-hmm. get your tickets there.
Or check in an hour before the performance.
Right.
Sometimes we don't have tickets.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it happens. I mean, I see it when I go to do ticketing and somebody will say, oh, you know, we really want these seats. And then I'll be like, I'll pull up the computer and spin it around to them. And I'm like, and this is what you get. There's one here, and there's maybe one over there.
Right.
And another thing that you can do is we offer buyouts. So if you have an organization that wants to buy out the theater, for $700, you get 100 tickets, and you get to come in and bring 100 people, up to 100 people, or, well, we'll just go with 100 right now, and watch the play. You can charge whatever you want for the tickets. And it can be a fundraiser for your organization, or it can just be a company party or whatever. So we do offer that. We do have some buyouts still available. We only do them on Wednesday and Thursday nights. And we already do have at least one buyout.
At least one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
I get excited. I do when I see the buyouts, because I see the big brick of tickets come into the office. And I'm like, ooh, fun. Somebody's having fun. And really, what a great deal. I mean, $700 for 100 seats. I mean, that's nothing per person, really, right?
Right.
Even if you can sell them and make some money back if you're doing a fundraiser or whatever. But.
Or you can have a party for $700 and have the theater to your,
to yourself.
With your personal friends and family. And we have concessions, and we will serve you beer and wine and mixed drinks and popcorn.
Candy bars.
And candy bars and chips and, Yeah. So it's a great way to either raise money or to have a party at the theater. So.
And those groups are a lot of fun.
Yeah, they
when
are.
When they come.
Yeah.
Because they're already with you.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, they know they're together. They're a group. It's like, you know, you're with your tribe,
right,
kind of, so to speak. So you don't have to worry about anything. You kind of let your hair down and you're just with people that already know and love you, hopefully. So, So cool.
Yeah. So we have to take another break.
We do.
And thank you, Aaron. Is there anything else you'd like? Any last
thank
words?
Thank you for letting us steal you away from.
Oh, no problem.
What is it?
It's always a break from rehearsals.
Oh, yeah, rehearsals. Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. So we're going to take our next break and get our next guest in here. Sit back, relax. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 3653793.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Love the song, Way Before My Time.
No. Oh, come on. It's not before anybody's time. It's timeless.
It's timeless, it is. Yeah, can you give me a look at my shoulders? Just so like, I love it, love it, love it. Welcome back, North State KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, North State Now with Enjoy. And good guests tonight, Rhonda.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
job. You did a good job.
Thanks.
And we have one more here in the shoot getting ready. Got the buck. We're going to throw the gate open and let it rip. So go ahead and introduce us.
So we have Patrick Cuthbert here with the 2030 Club of Reading.
Yep.
And Patrick is here to talk to us about the Sundial Film Festival, which is coming up. And it'll be at Riverfront Playhouse. I just have to throw that out there.
Fun connection.
I know, right?
But this is something that you guys have been doing for how many years now?
Yeah, so this is the 16th annual.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I remember the first one.
So real quick, just to go in, tell us about the 2030 Club, its inception, how it's been around, that kind of thing, before we talk about Sundial Film. Just more, a little bit of its just history.
Yeah.
So that people know.
Elevator speech.
Yeah, so the elevator speech. So, you know, our club is, we've been together for over a decade now.
Okay.
And so kind of the inception of it, well, and like how it's connected, we're also part of a national organization as well. So our main goal is really kind of just, helping support like the underserved, children in our community. And so, you know, we,
so the 2030 club's primary focus is on, youth.
Yes.
Okay.
Entirely. So that's, that's our prime focus.
Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. Cause I didn't really even know that. I just,
And you said you have three large fundraisers a year. Is that what you said?
Yeah. So we take funds in like whenever we can get them.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, you know, we
let them be a donation. There doesn't need to be anything going on. You could just give money.
Right. Yeah. No, we have a website, Reading2030.com. We've actually been pretty fortunate to work with Results Radio for the Kicks for Kids fundraiser that funds primarily the back to school shopping spree. That we do every August to get kids kind of set up for the next school year.
And what does that entail? Because I think, I mean, it's super cool.
Yeah. So, you know, we get kind of kids from various agencies between, like, Pathways to Hope and, like, local school districts. And then we get them set up with their backpack with full of school supplies.
Mm.
And then also, like, $150 to spend at Old Navy to get, like, a whole new setup for school.
So with that, just to be said, is that money that you've then people have donated to you to afford that, or do you even get like Old Navy being a sponsor?
No, I mean like a lot of those funds either come, you know, just through our general foundation account, like through our general foundation, but it's really kind of led by that Kicks for Kids fundraiser. It's really just been such a help the last 3 years we've partnered with Results Radio.
Okay.
So the other two fundraisers are?
Yeah, so, you know, you may be familiar with the Writing Lighted Christmas Parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a huge effort that, you know, we're lucky that our membership is able to kind of put that together because we kind of hover around 20 people every year. So
I love the parade. That's one of my favorite things in Reading.
Yeah, I mean, it everybody looks forward to it.
You just pray it doesn't rain.
Right. Well, like, you know
and,
what?
And it did.
It rained this year and it went great. So
yeah, no,
I think everybody had a good time.
Yeah. But yeah.
So, and then the third one would be this one, the Sundial Film Festival, again, that we've had, this is year 16, so.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and right now people can send in their...
Yeah, so our submissions for videos are open now. They're going on until March 9th.
A little bit of time,
still.
But yeah.
Yeah, so we
and
have...
And as we all know, Reading, in my opinion, is a very late to come... kind of what community. It seems like sometimes you panic that things aren't going to happen, and then at the last minute it's just like, shoo, everyone swipes in and submits some things or buys tickets or...
You have no idea how that... I mean, that lines up perfectly with the Christmas parade as well. Yeah. You got people like day before like, hey, I forgot my submission. Like,
I know.
Yeah, we'll let you in. We'll figure it out.
So about the submissions, what are the parameters?
Oh, so, you know, we were kind of just limited to 20-minute film or no more than 20-minute films, but we kind of thought that might be a little bit limiting, so we've actually expanded it to 30 minutes or less. Other than that, it's basically, you know, we are a family-friendly organization, so we like to try to keep it, like, to, like, a PG-13 kind of content. But we have categories for a narrative, for a documentary, a one-minute short film in particular, so those guys get their own space, and then also for schools, because there are a couple, like, local schools that do submit films as well.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And then you pick like the top. Do you show them all that are submitted?
So we go through what we can. It really kind of just depends on how things fit in. We try to keep a run of show of like 2.5 to 3 hours because it also depends on how we want to split up the day. If we do get enough submissions, that we might have a matinee as well as like an evening showing. So that's kind of what we've done the last couple of years, had like multiple showings because we've just had such a good turnout.
It's a really fun event.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to say I am fully and totally embarrassed, but I don't know that I've attended one of them.
Yeah. Well, and so it's
and
kind
it's not because I wouldn't. I just it's, yeah. It's sometimes I just find like I just went to the what is it the Garden of Lights for the first time this year.
Same.
And literally got mad at myself because I was like I had such a great time.
Oh yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
like and I know I would with this, but it's like I don't know how I just miss it. Right. I'm really. It's very. I have a hard time getting to do things that I should do.
Yeah, well, it's like you were talking about earlier with COVID. Like, you know, it used to be held downtown here at the Cascade.
Yes.
And it was, you know, it was
we've been a big supporter of it through Enjoy Forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just like.
Well, and it's such a big space. And you know, it's not like this is a good film festival, and but it's always had attendance has not been Cascade. And then when COVID hit, you know, we kind of just. Pulled it together and did everything online. So since then, we've been partnered with Riverfront Playhouse, and we just like the space. It's more condensed. It's tighter knit. People can interact a little bit better. We do have like kind of a gala situation as well.
And you can also view it on. You also stream it.
Yeah. Right? So we've actually partnered.
That's cool.
Yeah, we partnered with 22nd Avenue, and they all handle our streaming.
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Yeah. He helps us out a lot with the Christmas parade too. So
I have a real big heart for Jeremy. He has been so kind to me and done so much stuff for us for like movies in the park and stuff forever. So I love him.
Yeah. No. He's great to work with.
Yeah.
So knows his stuff.
So that's great. So and you've received six submissions so far.
Yeah, six submissions so far. There's a little bit of smattering of everything. We've got our first 1 minute video, a couple of different narratives, and a documentary. So we're kind of covering our bases at this point.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
it's really fun. I can't wait for this year.
Yeah.
And so people can get tickets online.
Yeah. So we haven't opened up our ticketing yet because we're still
because it's not until May. It's March 30th.
Yeah. So as we kind of get more, all these films kind of together, then we get a run of show, then we'll start kind of getting towards tickets. So tickets are probably going to be starting towards like the beginning of March.
Perfect.
And you're going to find that on our website. That's sundialfilmfestival2030.com.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And you also have an auction. Is that going to happen again this year?
Yes. There, so we do have a silent auction. We are kind of looking for items. So if you are interested in providing one, we are also available for that. sundial2030@gmail.com if you want to reach us. Yeah.
So you're really open to just take things, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's charity work. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sponsors. We'll take sponsors.
And what was really cool about the relationship that we have with Riverfront and the 2030 Club is they came to us and wanted to do the Sundial Film Festival at the theater, and they bought all of the equipment. And so we
house it for them and get to use it.
They get, and it's been wonderful, and we've used the equipment for other things. So it's just been a really nice, it's just really fun and great to deal with.
We've really had a good relationship with you guys. And like, you know, we actually just sponsored the last play.
Yeah, you did. So. That's right.
After this, it just dawned on me. I need to have a conversation with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. I will.
I'm warning you now.
I would run.
I don't know if I should just run.
I would.
So how many people are in your club?
So we're right around 15 right now. It kind of comes and goes, you know, is kind of the nature of 20 to 30 years old. Well, 39. So, you know,
so you have a little fudge room.
Yeah, we have, you know, we like 15, 20, like around there. But you know, we have a pretty tight, seven person board. And then, you know, our membership is fairly active, so.
Mm-hmm.
You are. I mean, you guys have a great reputation.
And everybody that I've met that has been associated with you guys has just been really fun.
And I've worked with a ton of you after you kind of graduate, you know, a lot of them. So a lot of the graduates that have aged out, I work with on a daily basis.
Yeah, our alumni group is pretty impressive.
So it is.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have about a minute and a half until the end of the show, if you can imagine that.
I went fast.
Yeah, and so you gave us best ways to contact you for donations, questions is?
Yeah, you can go to the website, thesundialfilmfestival.com, or you could use our, you hit us up on Gmail, sundial2030@gmail.com.
So
all one word.
Is the 2030 Club a nonprofit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're a nonprofit. Again, they basically kind of almost work like franchises, because there's the Active 2030 of U.S. and Canada, but then there's also an international branch as well. Like, so very active in South America.
Really?
Yeah, like there's clubs down there that are building like hospitals and things like that.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
We're just...
You should be embarrassed.
Well, I know. We're trying to get to that money, you know. That's why this thing needs to really carry some weight here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it also only costs about $20,000 to build an entire hospital down there versus $20 million here.
Yeah, well, two years ago we did do like a $10,000 donation to the NICU.
NICU. Big fan. I had one of my twins was in the NICU.
Yeah.
I just have a heart for that.
Yeah. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.